Need the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we've got bad news. The globalist Trans-Pacific Partnership that transfers pretty much whatever sovereignty was left of this country to private corporate global bodies has been rammed through by the Democrats and Republicans. Obama's trade bill narrowly clears key Senate hurdle that it had failed to clear last week. Deals details not released to the public. Conservatives could push over the finish line. Mexico weighs U.S. meat products, sanctions, congressional approval ratings collapse. Yeah, polls are out on this. Over 85% of Americans in a Gallup poll last week are against the TPP. Hard to believe there's 15% that want a secret global treaty to be passed that no one's allowed to see. And WikiLeaks has released only part of it. And that's where the internet is turned over to select corporations and there's no free speech. You just can't make this stuff up. The world is plunging into tyranny. And I'll be quite frank with you. This is a very stressful job to be aware of all the things that are happening. I mean, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying sometimes if I seem angry or upset on TV or radio, it's not fake. I blew up 10 minutes ago before I even went on air because it is overwhelming how over the top all of this is. And that's the globalist plan. Just ram the whole stinking thing through, throw it in everybody's face, be over the top, invert reality, and then declare those of us that want basic sanity and basic freedom to be tyrants. Or those of us who aren't racist say that we're the racist. And just dumb the political debate down to the most mindless level ever imaginable. Last night and this morning, reading the news and coming in today, looking through the stacks, just all of these stories are totally insane. There's one out of Associated Press. There's another one out of Reuters. Police want bikers off streets after deadly Texas shooting. And all these days later, 5-6 days later, they're still saying Harley-Davidson is closed across the state, and they're asking bikers not to drive down highways because the snipers may come after you because we're expecting retaliation from the banditos. And the banditos are on TV going, you think we're insane to start a war with the police? I guess only George Soros does that and gets away with it, you know, Nazi collaborator. And I'm not defending the banditos. The point is, this is a major power grab. So Joe Biggs, if it quits raining, is going to ride around on his Harley today. And we'll ride up to cops and say, you know, do you think I'm a terrorist because I'm riding around on my motorcycle? It's just everything is a power grab nowadays. And that's just one of the cuckoo stories I've got. There's hundreds of them. Yesterday, I ran into the cream of the scum. I mean, I ran into what this artificial decadent society has produced on every front. It was the most bizarre confluence of hypocrisy and bizarro landness. The video's up on Infowars.com. We're spending a lot of time on this today. Shock video, militant communist attack, pro-life protest. And they were pulling up in like $80,000 brand new Jaguars. I went and looked it up. And then I got in my Dodge Challenger and they were screaming one percenter. I mean, it is just crazy town. And the women saying, How dare whites try to adopt black babies? Abort them, abort them. I killed my babies. I kill them. I love Satan. Hail Satan. And then they're so weak on top of it. I mean, it is unbelievable.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone. Anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Just to keep a coming. Gentlemen, I salute all of you who stand for human liberty and the next great renaissance to the stars. To all the freedom fighters today, in the future, and from the past, we salute you. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We are going to have in studio today to get their breakdown from every different angle of the war on free speech. Rob Dew, David Knight, Jakari Jackson. We're going to also have Paul Watson in here. Coming up at the bottom of the next hour, we're going to have in studio with us Jakari Jackson and Anthony Gucciardi, witnesses to just the bizarro land happenings yesterday in Austin that I'm going to break down in a moment. And then we're going to have Leanne McAdoo in along with Paul Watson via Skype, and then Rob Due in the last 20 minutes of the show or so to give his breakdown on the situation. I talk about stories that are Rosetta Stones, decoders. If you have this decoder, if you have this block that has the different alphabet codes spelled out, you can then read the tea leaves. And there are a lot of these stories every day that connect the dots together, basically. But I'll be honest with you. I did not intend, I mean, I wanted it to be, but I didn't think sending out the reporters to demonstrate and point out that Planned Parenthood was founded by Margaret Sanger, and she helped set up the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute that bankrolled Hitler, and that she was one of his top advisors, and Hitler wrote that one of her books was his, quote, Bible. And I cover all this in the film Endgame. I show her writings. I show it from the university archives. I show her book. I show Hitler transcripts of radio addresses thanking Margaret Sanger. I mean, she went to Germany and met repeatedly with Hitler. So did Thomas Watson, the founder of IBM, who did have like 180 IQ, but was a flaming racist and wanted to exterminate every black person on earth. And then you notice IBM funds all the multicultural push and all this stuff because they want to get blacks on the plantation, in the inner city control grid, on welfare, socialized so they can be destroyed. And boy, have they destroyed them. I mean, they have wrecked the black community. They have devastated it. Every metric shows that. So regardless of where you stand on abortion, I'm not judging you if you've had an abortion. I'm not on some high horse. I'm not saying you're a devil. Okay? I'm pointing out where it came from and why they're pushing it and what the agenda is. And then once they collectivize things, they say, see, we don't want to pay for all these poor people. Kill them. We don't want to pay for these old people. Kill them. We don't want to pay for these veterans. Put them on no treat list. And this is what they say to me. How dare you not want to abort the black babies? Nobody wants them. And I've had whites, blacks, all of them tell me that. And I finally caught it on video. I've told you about being at a pro-life demonstrations back when I still did stuff like that 15, 16 years ago. And it all started from guilt from abortions that I was involved in. I've never hidden that. I'm ashamed of that. But I'm honest about it, and I'll admit my serious failings. And I wasn't driving it or pushing women to do it, but I could have pressured them, could have said, I'm going to marry you, could it would have changed the whole course of my life. But I wish when I was 16 I'd have gotten married. I wish I wouldn't have been passively involved. Or then when I was 20 again, I repent for that every day. Quite frankly, it's why I'm not afraid to die. Subconsciously, sometimes I just hope somebody walks up when I'm in public and shoots me right in the head. Because I'm a sinner, damn it. And that's what it comes down to. So I'm willing to do whatever it takes to stand up for the unborn. I don't want to die. I want to be here for my children. I want to fight the globalists. But I'm saying, at the end of the day, I am fearless. Because I know that's what I've got to do. It's something I can't even describe. I've got to be fearless. I've got to have the will to do whatever it takes, or I'm not going to be redeemed. And that's not out of some fear either. My soul knows it and wants to be good. And Lord knows I'm bad. Lord knows I'm bad. These little wannabes want to be wicked. What they don't know about the hearts of good men and women is that our goodness is huge and large and strong and beautiful. Just like our whole soul is big, but our bad side's bigger, deeper, meaner, sicker than these filth could ever imagine. I cannot believe how weak servants of evil are. It's all I can do to not want to just smash them. They love death so much. Why do they want to visit it on others? Why don't they visit it on themselves? So we have events, we see things that happen, points, Rubicons that are crossed. And so it all started 3 weeks ago when Mikhail Phelan, one of our great writers, investigative reporters, said, you know, they're talking about Black Lives Matter all day. It's a few hundred blacks a year that get shot in questionable situations by the police. Lord knows the police in some areas are out of control, being federalized, but we ought to do a story about and put out a meme on Facebook about Black Lives Matter and show the abortion numbers, 17 million, 16 and a half, 17 million, the numbers vary, of the 56 million people since Roe v. Wade. And I said, even better, let me talk to Jakari. I know he's pro-life and a Christian. We ought to see if he wants to lead a demonstration just to point this out, and we're sure the media will attack it and demonize us, and then we can probably get these going around the country and try to hijack this Soros, you know, war with the police movement. And then I have Reverend Childress on to promote this event, and didn't even know since February he's been doing it at blackgenocide.org separately in South Carolina and other areas and having a big effect. So see, our minds think alike because we're directed by the same energy. We're on the same page. We're brothers at a spiritual level. And that's when you really start getting into this, start warring against the globalists. You become more spiritual and you get closer to God, folks, because you will face devil worshipers. At the bottom of the rat hole is always a evil Satanist. And I've told you so many times that the anarchists, they're never anarchists. They call themselves anarchists. They're all about deception. And I told him, as soon as I saw him, 10 seconds in, we went to break. I said, you see those folks in black? I can tell by their demeanor, their look. They're going to start blocking, attacking people, trying to tear down signs. They're going to say they're anarchists. They're going to be communists. And then they're going to be Satanists. Boom, it starts getting announced instantly. And I've seen them from England to Denver, Colorado, from New York City to L.A. They could be black. They could be white. They could be Hispanic. They all act and look the same, and they radiate weakness. They radiate fallenness. They radiate just a death wish for innocence. They radiate hell. And I don't like being in their presence because I'm going to be honest. They are an abomination. They are what comes after the innocence. They are the enemy. They are the enemy manifest. And if you don't want to throw yourself against that, God's spirit's not in you. And I'm not up on some high horse, folks. I'm here to tell you right now, if you aren't repulsed by these people, something's wrong. Now, we go out to this demonstration. The videos are on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I see him being mean to David Knight's wife, getting in her face, shoving on her. I said, that's it. I'm going down there. I get there. A bunch of them run and leave when they see me arrive. I get out. I go over. I'm just doing interviews. I'm being nice. They come over and cuss on the microphone. Then they all link arms, try to run over us, knocking people over. One of them punches me, grabs at me, grabs the mic. I get it back, grabs it again. Everybody's seen the video or heard it happen live on the radio here. The video's on Infowars.com, but we didn't know who we were dealing with. I just said, I could just look at them. On Skype for 5 seconds, go to break, I told the whole crew, I said on air too, I said, they're going to say they're anarchists, then they're going to be communists, but that's only going to be a front for a bloodlust. And I've been around communists more than 100 times. We have footage, actually. We have footage a few times in New York. It's the same group, Maoist Red Guard. It's a real national group. And there were these older folks there, and they come over, and I go, well, Stalin killed millions and Mao killed millions. And they go, too bad they didn't kill you. And as soon as we turned away and walked off, they walk over, and they said, we take over, you're dead. And I had a major well-known socialist here a few years ago to be in a film, and I couldn't morally even put him in the film because I went to dinner with him, and Rob Dew was there. And he said, listen, we take over, we're going to kill millions. They're going to be blood. You better join us. We're going to kill. We want blood. We want death. And see, when you learn that Lenin was really a Satanist, all of it clicks. And that's even in mainline history books. You can dig in. He was a devil worshiper. And this group's on their site saying they want red terror against me and all the rest of this. As if I go up against the globalists, the heart, their masters, George Soros, the Nazi collaborator that funds these anti-police groups. Do you think I fear you? I mean, what a joke. You are only one tiny little magnifying glass of the rot for us to examine as a study piece. As an educational prop, as a textbook example of what serving wickedness will turn you into. When we come back, I'm going to get into all of it. But then we go to their Facebook, and it's all them. We ask them, you know, are you these communists? Are you doing this? They say, no, that's not us. When it's all them, we have their names, everything. It's on their Facebook. They didn't shield their private group settings. And it's all how we're going to kill the police and all this other stuff. I mean, it is insane, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We've got tons of world news, huge NSA news, massive FBI Patriot Act news, huge TPP news. We stopped at the Senate last week. They went ahead and passed it out of committee. Big trouble, ladies and gentlemen. Looks like it may pass now. Congress approval rating plunges to an all-time low. That treason is coming up. when I start the next hour, I'm going to cover the main body of global news. Then we're going to continue to focus on the war, on the First Amendment. Rob Dew is going to come in the last 30 minutes or so with universities all over the country banning libertarians, conservatives, Christians, and pro-veterans groups and pro-police groups from being able to have demonstrations when they're even activists on campus or being able to hold up signs. And again, whether you're for the police or not, or for pro-lifers or not, or whatever, they have cops shutting people's free speech down under orders. It is anti-American. It is the end of this country if it continues. And speaking of that, I didn't know who we were dealing with yesterday if you just joined us. Again, Alex Jones here back live. A lot of you watched it on the live free streams at Infowars.com/show, or you listened on the radio. But we're about an hour into the show. I'm covering other news, popping in with Jakari. I see these bottom-feeding, cave-dwelling, glow-in-the-dark, crawl-out-from-the-under-a-rock scum show up. I see them start pushing on people, blocking signs, and I say, that's it, I'm going down there. So I drive down on the live feed, get there. And pretty soon I realize, oh, I've seen this before. They start saying, I love the fact I killed my children. I love Satan. Basically all whites are bad, period. Don't try to help black people. That's racist. Just true scum of the earth, devilish stuff. Weird guys that look like vampires, like zombies attacking people. Right out of all those images, the guy looks like a serial killer. I'm not saying he's a serial killer. He just looks like the Hillside Strangler or something. He has that same crazy look in his eye, that same empty, shark-eyed look. And they're not trying to act like that. They are given over to it. Just soulless zombo stares. And then talking about, I kill all my kids, and licking their lips. And they're not saying that to sound crazy. This is really what they're into. It is a sacrament. And I've run into a lot of women over the years that go, oh, you bet I had an abortion, and I like it. The devil loves it out here. And, I mean, you'll have women that are clean cut and nice at the Texas Capitol 2 years ago, saw pro-lifers praying, and just suddenly women who didn't even know each other just circled hands and went, Satan, oh, Satan, hail Satan. I mean, we played the video. It was national news. You will see, I mean, where does this come from? Women who aren't even into the whole gothic pib vampire movement suddenly going, Satan, 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 Satan. It's like something out of The Exorcist. Your mother's in hell. And when you see these people, you realize, oh my gosh, whether it's an archetype, group consciousness, demons, you know, space aliens, whatever you call it, something is influencing these people. These are demons. They weren't always like this. They are just crawling on the ground like Gormer Wormtongue or something from Lord of the Rings or Gollum. Just, you have never. And it's just, you just want to grab them by the throat. I mean, these are maggots. And then you go to their websites. And it's just kill the police. And they have demonstrations with rotting pig heads. And we're going to get you. And it's time for war. And they're so weak. And then the cops didn't arrest them, treated them lovingly, patted them, and, oh, we're so sweet to them, and then did nothing. When they were running around assaulting and hitting people and breaking microphones and doing all this in front of everyone, because the city of Austin supports this. The city of Austin loves it. George Soros funds these groups. In fact, we're looking into it through UT. We're doing research. We've already connected them to a group that is Soros-funded and their top advisor. Which, again, is one of these Islamo-fascist socialists. I mean, you just cannot make this stuff up. You cannot, I mean, just being deployed by UT. They have these Mao meetings at UT where they sit up and pretend that they're the new Politburo and are deciding who's going to be re-educated. I mean, it's sick. And this is standard. This is standard in America. They're in the national news saying, Alex Jones wants to kill police. Alex Jones is a terrorist. Alex Jones wants violence. No proof. Meanwhile, there are bottom-feeding exorcist candidates writhing around, hissing like snakes. Just we love Mao, kill the police. Ah. This is our country falling. This is our country in judgment. This is our country overrun by filth at every level. It is just, and then they lecture us about, you're racist, like it has power, like they're on some high horse. And then some of the people are like, no, I just want to adopt black babies and, you know, I adopt the minority babies. Yeah, we'll see what happens. I kill my babies.
We're
going to play that when we come back.
Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area.
The federal court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, big Bilderberg Group company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death panels and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better
not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade up in medical costs. But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the Quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way. I repeat, the scoops are on their way.
You will find out why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We've got to stop them.
Soylent Green is people.
They got to stop them.
Next thing they'll be breeding us like cattle for food. You got to tell them.
And that piece was made 2 years ago. Which one of our great InfoWarriors put that piece together? I forget. Was it Jakari Jackson? Was it Darren McBreen?
I think it was Darren.
Darren McBreen, yeah. Amazing work. Amazing broadcaster. That was made 2 years ago. Almost 2 years ago. And you notice Dave and I was talking about they'll turn on their police. They'll turn on their military. They'll turn on the Quislings that help the system do this. That's what always happens. And notice now George Soros is funding that. We're not endorsing the excesses of the police and how they've been mutated in many areas and how they're being federalized. We told you the plan was attack the police, blame them for the imploding economy, blame them for the globalism, blame them for every problem, and not the globalists who are training them and executing this takeover. And who are sucking the country and the planet dry of resources and money and freedom. Who are dominating the globe. And when they start going into that phase of revolution, like they did in Ukraine to overthrow Ukraine, a year and a half ago now, when they start funding an Arab Spring, not to bring freedom to the Middle East, but to enslave, You know that you're in trouble. And now there are major moves to basically start World War III in Ukraine. And George Soros has come out and said he's worried about World War III. That's like an arsonist calling the fire department after he sets fire to a building. Headline, conspiracy theorists are causing militants to abandon ISIS. Steve Watson writes about the announcements made by NATO and others. The ISIS Ramadi victory and the breakup of Iraq. We're going to break that down. Shock video, militant communists attack pro-life protesters. We're going to hit that in a moment. But do you know that it came out in the London Independent that Assad, the leader of Syria, directed his ministry to republish Infowars.com articles? And you know why? Because they're true. We exposed the nerve gas was launched by Saudi Arabian operatives that came out a year later at the UN. We exposed the fact that it was a proxy war against Russia with our guests like Colonel Schaefer and others the day it all started 5 years ago. We predicted they would then break up the country and create a new Islamic state connected to Saudi Arabia and a caliphate because that's their stated plan and the West is directing it. And we said that they're recruiting useful idiots out of the radicalized Muslim communities that are being allowed to operate and recruit, and that most of their ground fighters are useful idiot morons to their controllers who were commanded by MI6, by CIA, by Turkish intelligence, by some units of Israeli intelligence, and some factions of Pakistani intelligence to destabilize the region, and quarterbacked by Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and others. And it's that decompartmentalization is the real power of this broadcast. Because if you read the article, they're now admitting that the conspiracy theorists, out there saying that ISIS is globalist run to break up the Middle East and cause a Muslim civil war to destabilize the area and bring it back to the Stone Age, and that it's anti-Muslim to do that. It's anti the people that live in that area, and that it's a culture war bomb. And now ISIS's biggest problem is getting their funding cut off because we're trying to keep Congress from funding this Free Syrian Army that is ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And we are exposing to their grunts that they're really working for the New World Order. That's why ISIS for 2 years, back when they were even called Al-Qaeda, were threatening us and saying they were going to attack us. Now the official ISIS puts us in their videos and says we're coming for you and all the rest of it because they're angry. I'm here to take on the communists, to take on ISIS, to take on the New World Order. I'm here. And listen, I'm here to show you what the people can do. We're fighting a bunch of vipers and trash, and they can't trump the ace of spades, and that's the truth. We've got the truth. That's why at the highest levels of NATO, the highest levels of the Japanese government, the highest level of major governments around the world, the Russian government, you name it, you know what they listen to? They listen to this radio show because other people don't have the will to just tell it like it is. Folks in government listen to this show because they're somewhat decompartmentalized. And they go, yeah, this guy knows what he's talking about. His guests know what they talk about. No one else will talk about the real paradigm, but more and more people are. And once the new paradigm of reality is there and people see from a globalist perspective how they're manipulating things, see, we're in the seat of the globalist, but we don't want to carry out their operations. We've gotten in their position from their point of view to understand their operations. We get other people to get in the enemy's position. That's how a good general wins a war. He gets in the mind of the other generals he's fighting. He learns everything he can about how they operate. How do you catch a serial killer if you're a good detective? You get in their mind. You study them. You immerse yourself in the clues and what that's connected to. And that's what we've done with the globalist. And thank God we've now escaped gravity. And by that, they could kill me, shut me down now. We've gotten out of gravity. The rocket was successful. I can now declare real success. I've known this for about a year, but now I can really say it. And the enemy now recognizes this. So when foreign media is here or national media, they pretty much quake and say, you know, you don't deserve this much power. You're dangerous. Everyone's listening to you. No one's listening to us. They're only listening to me because I'm a messenger telling the truth. I am nobody. Do you understand that? But I can declare to the whole world right now that we have gotten out of the enemy's grasp because now the paradigm is understood by hundreds of other talk show hosts and millions of people and writers and bloggers and seeing things from the globalist perspective, from their command center, as we have basically been able to reverse engineer. Once that genie's out of the bottle, once that secret is released, the enemy cannot shut us down. Nothing they can do can stop us at the point we've now reached. And it's important for the enemy of humanity, the enemy of progress, it is important for the accuser. It is important for the globalist to understand that you will not succeed. And I know in your literature you say you'll just blow the planet up rather than not take over and succeed. We'll see if you're able to do that, because your own people right below you in many cases now realize what's happening. They understand where this is going, and they're only looking for more support to bring you down. And you know that. You're scared. You should be. You're trying to accelerate your program. All that's going to do is wake people up faster. What's going to happen as everything we've talked about comes true? Already so much of it has that people now understand we know what we're talking about. What are you going to do, New World Order? I'm like a cop with a bullhorn to a bunch of bank robbers that have got hostages inside a building. And I'm out here on the bullhorn going, we know who you are. You may hurt those people inside, but you're not going to get out of here in the end. We know exactly how you operate. And then I just sit here and talk to them about what they like, what they do, that I understand their mindset, that I know what we can beat these people if we get aggressive and if we get the truth out and if we warn people and if we're leaders. We can turn the tide. But for this show and InfoWars, I can declare in 2015, on the 22nd day of May that this operation has hit the enemy directly between the eyes. We've hit Goliath directly between the eyes, but he's only stunned. He's only been knocked to the ground. Politically, we've got about 1 minute to get over there with that sword while his supporters are stunned and heft that sword up, not violently, but in the info war, and sever the globalist head. But even if we don't do that, everyone has seen what the underdog can do. The paradigm is shifting. You can feel it. And I talk about the anxiety I have and the concerns I have, and that's because I can feel the enemy moving in a counteroffensive, lashing out, expanding, driving all of their programs in a hysterical frenzy against humanity. Now, that said, yesterday we are out protesting, doing a live feed with Jakari Jackson, leading the event, if you just joined us. And I'm seeing a live feed, and as we go to break, I say, that looks like anarchists, communists that will say they're anarchists. And then as soon as I get out there, because they were going after our folks, grabbing at the signs, covering things up, shoving people, shoving David Knight's wife. I went down there. David Knight took over. And I pull up, and immediately they start cussing at us, pushing us, shoving us. They lock arms, try to run a bunch of people down. They grab the microphone once. I grab it back. They grab it again later. One of them punched me in the chest. The other one clawed me on the arm. And they were just stumbling around like reanimated corpses. It was so sad to see these former humans just devoid of souls. Just the only time they feel alive studying their mindset is when they're doing something really nasty or evil or declaring something that's abomination. And whether you believe in God or not, the archetype's real in a union way. Because they are manifesting like a moth to flame. Just evil, evil, evil. I kill my babies. The group they're part of, you go to their Facebook. We're going to put some on screen. Shows. It's a Red Guards Austin. It's a Maoist group. F the police. I saw some signs on there, kill the police. Some other signs that said, hands up with your rifle, take on the police. All this kind of stuff. And how horrible the Austin Police Department is. And just burning American flags, hammers and sickles. Mao and Lenin tattoos, all their little UT communist meetings, donate to, end capitalism. Unless they took it down. I know we have screenshots of there's one that says kill the police. And there's one that says shoot the police. So can we please, earlier I wanted those. That's what I want. Number one maximum, I need that from the beginning of the show. Or have the crew in there, go get them for me and bring them in. Okay? Now, I want to go ahead and go to this first clip. I want to play the shorter clip, not the big montage, of two leaders of it. I guess I think they're boyfriend and girlfriend, one white guy and one mixed girl, who is sitting there talking about how he gets money in the community to pay for abortions. He's killed 50. And then his girlfriend, who we believe is his girlfriend, says that she's killed her baby. She kills her baby. She doesn't have babies. And it's David Knight's wife, who's a very loving, sweet lady, who tried to adopt black babies. They wouldn't let her when she couldn't have children. So they got a sweet young girl who's 13 years old now from China, who was basically starving in an orphanage. And she says, yeah, that's you white people trying to save the world. No, they're just loving Christians that wanted to have children. And then as soon as they adopted, God blessed them, and they had their son. And then they adopted another child. So they're just really sweet, nice, smart people. And like demons, she's hissing at them. So I want to play that clip. Here it is.
Baby, I'd pay for that.
Something?
I'd pay all my money for that. I get
wicked.
Free abortions
you
on demand without apology.
You are wicked.
Yep. And I'm going to hell. Yeah, I still pay to kill babies, though.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How do you get your abortions paid for?
I pay for them.
I thought
really?
You said
how many
free?
Do you pay for?
Upwards of 50.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, you must make
I raise money,
money
from the community for it.
Oh, you don't use
yep.
your money? Multiply your efforts, huh?
Why are you so worried about a zygote? And ultimately, your sympathies do not lie with black people. They lie with your racist white middle class agenda, and that's where it will always lie, and you will be destroyed holding that line.
Okay, I adopted two children.
Oh, good for you, white savior. Aren't you so proud? You're thin ass white.
He's
Exactly. He's not white. Exactly. You're a white savior. You think that it is the white man's duty to fix everybody's problems, right?
How many did I adopt?
I kill my kids.
How many did I adopt?
I kill my kids.
I kill my kids.
Then we show shots of the website. And they did find the kill the police stuff on the Facebook. We're going to put that up here in just a moment.
Sir, I saw one of the minions was attacking you. What was it? Did you see the look in their eyes?
Crazed look just out in space. I mean, the guy had to...
I mean, it's beyond the stuff I've seen from the Manson family.
It's incredible.
I mean, the way they look.
They're nothing. They are nothing.
I can see your soul. I love you.
I love you, too. God bless you.
We're going to beat these
God
people. I hate the new world order.
Jesus' name.
Yeah. Damn right. You get it. People ask me why I'm a Christian, why I talk about God. I don't mean these fake churches. I face the new world order over and over again. They're all devil worshippers.
Yeah.
Real. We know who they are, and we're sick out of them.
You've been ousted.
We're seeing you hurting children, you filth.
We see you.
We see you, and humanity's rising.
Thank
you God impact us and tell us to submit. We'll never submit to you, and humanity's rising.
That's right. And God sees everything.
Damn right.
God sees everything.
Yeah. Now, if you're a radio listener, we're playing audio here, but you can see the video at Infowars.com/show. I'm going to skip this network break, but the last one, I've skipped a whole bunch this week. It's out of control. I apologize. Now, you have to understand that they're not joking around when they're saying this. They're very, very serious, and it's religious. And there is a sick demonic power in killing your child, especially if you don't repent. We did find the photos on the Red Guards Austin site where it says, get your guns, rise up, arms up, shoot back, solidarity with Ferguson. And then I saw another one on there where it says, kill the police. So they may have taken it down. But the point is that that is on the website. That is the type of stuff that is being pushed. Wage people's war against the pigs, the police are the enemy. And then we're finally finding some of these. And then they've got dead pig heads hanging up at their demonstrations. I mean, this is just unbelievable. And they even like North Korea. I mean, talk about tyranny. Some weird little 30-year-old fat guy walking around killing people with anti-aircraft guns. I mean, look at that one with all the children worshiping Mao, the painting right there on the right-hand side, middle. Yeah, click on that one. That's it. I mean, this is bizarro land. Mao was kicked out by the communists in China. He killed, the Chinese government says, 84 million. CIA says 65 million. By the way, who likes Mao? David Rockefeller wrote an op-ed praising him when he died in the New York Times. Just type in New York Times, David Rockefeller, Mao Zedong. You'll get the full-skinned New York Times. I mean, they're just into anything nasty and bad. In fact, can we pull up the former Green Beret, Larry Graffwald, who just died last year, who infiltrated and helped convict the Weatherman, and he was in these meetings with them where they were talking about how they're going to put 50 million of us in slave camps and kill half of us that are in the slave camp. That was in the 70s. These are Obama's advisors. Obama came out of this. This isn't some miscreant subset. This is what you run into. When you go to a campus, these are the enforcers that go hang out with the professors and sit around and discuss this stuff all day. They're lovers of death. Truly, truly, truly sick. And I told you, they're lovers of death. That's why they're out there at an abortion clinic. It's not about women's rights, not about choice. It's not about any of that. It is about killing your own children. I want to go ahead and air at least part of this montage video. I'll narrate some of the parts that don't translate well for radio. From what happened, a bizarre, shocking video as communist, as Hellraiser rats, he's like the bugs that would run out from under a demon, out of the pit of hell, out of like a dead horse on the side of the road, maggots. And I mean, these are names that describe them because you've got to be around them to feel the aura of weakness and failure and just how they're so weak and so soulless that they've just given themselves to the worst thing they can, hoping for power. And then they can't hide the fact that they're so nasty. But let's go ahead. And again, the one minion they sent against us was like out of a movie, a zombie with translucent white skin and dead eyes going, just bumping into people. And he wasn't acting. He was just mind blown. This is what the devil can send against us when we're out there trying to save children? And then I love how, in fact, I'll play the montage coming up the next hour. Back it up to the clip we just played where David Knight's wife is like lovingly going, no, I, she reminds me of my grandfather's mother. Not that she's old, but just that she was so sweet and so ladylike, but not fake sweet, like just genuinely super sweet. So sweet you could just like, you know, just hug them and sink into them. And when she's making me cookies or lunch or something, and she's like, oh, you know, no, I'm not racist. I tried to adopt minority children, and I did. They're like, shut up, you racist. Stop trying to help people. We just want to kill them. I killed my baby. I mean, your mother's in hell. Your mother does such and such in hell. Let me spew some. I'll get you and your little dog, too. Jumps on a broom. These are not liberals. I keep telling you, they're death worshipers. The secret police would come in to Lenin, who they worship, and would say, sir, we've killed half of the people in this town, and we're raping the women, we're taking them to camps, we're slaughtering, and you know, everyone's submitting, no one even rebelled. And he would say, I want more blood. I want more terror. More. This is in mainline Russian books put out by them. And he would start flopping around the ground going, blood, blood. And he would go to an island. That's why in what's the movie with the dude and Clint Eastwood where they're bank robbers and at the end he dies because he has had his head knocked in. It's a really good movie. There, a crazy guy pulls over his car and opens the trunk and starts, white rabbits start pouring out, and he's shooting him with a shotgun real crazy. That's actually from V.I. Lenin. He would go to this little island overpopulated with rabbits and would just shoot them and cut them and eat them and just flop around for hours. I mean, that's what you're dealing with. So let's go ahead and go back to her when she thinks with her power, I'm going to lecture you. I'm going to call you a racist. I've never probably even had a job. I'm, you know, lavish with UT and all the rest of it. And I sit around dreaming of red terror. But I'm going to point my finger at you, a woman who saved a starving child from an orphanage. I'm going to point my finger at you, and I'm going to tell you I got the moral high ground. And most people just bow. Oh, my gosh, you're a nobody filled with evil. Let me bow to you. No, stop bowing to them. Stop being intimidated by them. Let's play the demon again.
Worried about a psycho. And ultimately, your sympathies do not lie with black people. They lie with your racist, white, middle-class agenda, and that's where it will always lie, and you will be destroyed holding that line.
Okay, I adopted two children.
Oh, good for you, white savior. Aren't you so proud?
They're not white.
Fuck off. He's not white. Exactly. You're a white savior. You think that it is the white man's duty to fix everybody's problems, right?
How many did I adopt?
I kill my kids. How many did I adopt? I kill my kids.
I kill my kids.
All right, that's enough. And these people are all over the country. In fact, I'm going to start sending my reporters out to these anarchist things. And we're going to track back how these different groups are funded by the Obama administration, Justice Department, groups like that, Soros. We're going to go to break, come back, get into other world news, and then we'll revisit this at the bottom of the hour and get some of the witnesses in here to this. But I haven't gotten any really dramatic footage or information yet. But you need to understand what we're facing, what we're dealing with here. Abject, pit of hell, control freak nobodies who think that they're going to be like communists who take over and rule. I mean, it is just unbelievable. Briefly, if you want to fund our operation, it's funded by the people. High quality products. The special ends this Sunday. We've got 20% off Super Male and Super Female Vitality and a lot of other specials at InfoWarsLife.com for the high quality nutraceuticals. Thank you all for your support. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Stay with us.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.